Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tory and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, ain't got nothing to prove.
And we are back with another episode of Epic Nuggets. Here we go.
Hi guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's one of those real good holidays.
Turkey day.
Yeah, I like Thanksgiving a lot.
Yeah, I hope you guys are hyped.
Yep. We have a special guest today.
This is Jameson, my dog.
He's
going to
be shifting around everywhere.
He's going to be moving around. We gave him a CBD chew, so he's a little...
He's chilling.
He's relaxing, but he wants his scrubs. We got to get right into this.
We are getting right into it.
So, what do you know about the Thanksgiving story?
I remember I probably should know more about it than I do, because it's like we learn it like every year in freaking school.
I know.
But
who's paying attention to that, though?
Yeah, I just always remembered that we always had some little Thanksgiving thing in our little class.
Yeah.
I just remember, honestly, I just remember learning about Thanksgiving one time in kindergarten, if I'm being honest with you.
All right. So here's the story then.
Indian
Ooh.
Suits. And then our teacher Ooh. Gave us Indian names.
Oh.
And then we got to paint our little suit, our little teepee
uh-huh.
things, like shirts. And then we made little bead bracelets. It's kind of like cultural appropriation.
Yeah, it kind of like would not be acceptable today.
That's because everybody is...
It's all gone soft.
Weak.
It's all gone soft. All right.
You better believe we all ran around the classroom going, whoa!
Oh, yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't remember too much about Thanksgiving. All right, I know that there was three ships. Maybe.
The Pinta, the Nina,
and the Santa Maria. You can't forget that.
Yep.
And it was probably led by some guy named John. And because that's a classic name.
Yeah, because Pocahontas.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
That's what that was, right?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Disney tells lies.
Yeah, that was like the Pilgrims, I think, on Pocahontas.
They came over on a boat, and they're like, hell yeah, look at this fresh land, get away from this king, it's crazy.
Nah, I don't think that's how it was.
All right, what's your version?
Right from the jump, I think is that like imagine being on a boat. I think they always paint it too generic in the history books too. Because like,
hell
imagine
yeah, they
you've
do.
Been on this fucking boat. Oh, imagine cut that out. Because I don't think we're 2 minutes in yet.
No, we're probably 2 minutes in. Yeah, go.
All right, fuck your mother. It jiggled when I said that. Turkey jiggled.
It does.
So I think that imagine you've been on this fucking boat for like months.
And it's all men.
Months. Half of y'all got scabies.
Yeah. The other half
lice,
are sexually
dirty. No showers.
Deprived. They're just dirty.
No showers. Just the filthiest filth you can think of. Starving.
Probably. Maybe.
Sick.
Yeah.
Dirty.
And then they show up.
Then they come on this land.
Yeah.
And they're just like, also I always picture them like, because they're so like dirty and like have neglected themselves to make this journey and stuff, they're just like, you know, just Vikingly.
Yeah, they're just like grumpy as hell.
You know? Yeah. And then they just burst up on this island.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, land, thank you, Jesus. And then they're just trying to do what they can to make it, like to just barely make it. And then they find these Indian people and they got food. And they're probably like, yo,
bro,
what the hell?
How do you think they stumbled upon like these like Native American people? Like, do you think they just like came in like in their camp? Or like, I told you he gets riled up. I told you he don't put up with that bullshit. He hears them up there talking. He ain't about it. So they like bust up in their camp. You think they're like spying on them, sneaking on them, like looking in at night?
No, I think they just probably stumbled through the trees and were like, yo, what the fuck? Where'd you get that corn from?
Oh, shit. And they were just
I bet some dude named John probably did that.
Dude, you know it was a bumbling idiot named John. There was like
a John and a Kyle, and they just...
Yeah.
Were like...
And they're the ones that like started everything and made it good, and they're the ones that fucked it up for everybody, too.
Yeah, probably.
You know? Because they're just like, that's my wife now.
This John and Kyle, though, they just busted up in that camp for sure.
Yeah. They're like, give me that fucking kern.
Kern.
Give me that fucking kern, dude.
Turkey.
Do you think they really had turkeys on the original Thanksgiving? Like, how much do you think is, like, embellished compared to, like...
You don't think they killed a turkey? You don't think they was killing turkeys?
Like, where did they... Okay, do you know where they actually landed?
It's, like, North America, right?
I mean, that's, like... I mean... Like, which part? Like, was it, like, up by Washington? Or, like, what? Like, where did they land? And how do we know they got turkeys there?
Was it like California or something?
Dude, I don't know. That would be crazy.
No, it wasn't California. There's no mountains out there.
That can't be right. I don't know. I don't know where they landed.
I'm pretty sure no one told me that.
Yeah, me too. Same.
No one told me what state they lived in.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know.
What? I'm petting you. You're the one who keeps moving.
I don't even know where the fuck we were.
Kyle busting up in the Indian camp.
They definitely did. They definitely did. There definitely was a John and a Kyle busting up in the Indian camp. Native American camp. Whatever.
Indigenous.
Yeah. They were like, hey, give me that fucking corn.
Yeah.
And the chief was like,
how weird do you think it is to not have ever seen anyone other than someone who looks like you?
Like color wise? Yeah. That would be crazy.
And you never even heard of it. And then you show up and then all of a sudden,
weren't they like,
no one looks like you?
Weren't they from Spain? Are people from Spain tan or are they white? That's a terrible question, but I don't know the answer to it. I feel like they're slightly tan. I'm sure they could tell the difference, because Native American looks very different.
Yeah, they're very dark.
Like Spanish.
Spanish?
Yeah, like from Spain.
Spanish?
Yeah, because they're from Spain.
Just Spanish, though. Spanish?
No, Spanish, like, bro, what? What? Like, no, like Spanish, like is like people from Spain, but it's also like the language. People from Mexico are like Mexican.
Yeah, but if you're from
Spain, but they speak Spanish,
you're still Spanish.
That's what I'm saying. That was my whole point.
That's not what you said.
I did.
You said Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish.
No, you're saying a different word than I'm saying.
What did you think I said? Spanish?
That's exactly what you said.
I mean, they are a little Spanish. I mean, that is true. They are from Spain. What do you mean? They're Spanish, though. With just an A, no I.
That's what I was saying.
Or just the eyes at the end. Whatever. You know what? Spanish.
Spanish. Yeah, Spanish.
All right.
Did ish get pulled from that, I wonder?
Shit, I don't know. Wait. From what?
Spanish.
Ish?
What if it was Spanish originally? And then people were like, they're Spain-ish because they started making babies with the Native American women.
Maybe.
And then they're like, well, they're Spanish. And then it just got diluted through American culture to be Spanish.
That could be real.
Right.
I don't know. All I know is it wasn't a happy ending.
I don't even know what happened.
They killed a bunch of people. It was murder.
Why?
Because
they wouldn't share their corn.
Because people are greedy, bro. And they're just like,
oh, wait. I remember them trying to like bargain with them for guns and shit. And they didn't want the guns for their corn and
they
stuff.
They were peaceful. I don't think they needed all that. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So every year we celebrate something that's kind of fucked up. And like, I don't understand it.
For real. I don't
really. Yeah. But, you know, I like the grateful part of it. Like, we should be grateful that we're not murdered. And,
we had never seen corn before?
Maybe. There's probably more to it than that.
Are they celebrating finding the land? But then why would you celebrate finding the land that they stole?
Yeah, and then why is America's birthday not on Thanksgiving if we were discovered in...
No, I think Columbus found America.
Yeah, we just had Columbus Day. That was recent.
Yeah, that...
It was like Monday or some shit.
That is...
Or...
Columbus Day. Wait a minute.
I'm just getting all confused. Don't listen to me. I don't know where the fuck I'm at. There is a Columbus Day.
July 4th was America's birthday.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm like, if we were found during Thanksgiving time, like, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, the birthday would be... No. The birthday would be when we made it actually America. Because it was just some piece of dirt that Columbus was fucking standing on for the first time.
Well, okay, but it's like kind of confusing because
because
these people are Spanish, and then they were like, no, we want to be separate from Spain. We're Spain-ish.
Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving if the Spanish found it?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. It's all very confusing.
Where is Spain?
Well, it's a whole sea away.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Right.
Took 3 boats.
That's old boats, though.
It's true. It's true.
I don't know about like a cruise, you know?
How fast do you think you could get to Spain in a speedboat? You probably couldn't make it, though. There's some big waves. You ever see that movie, The Perfect Storm?
Nah.
Giant waves. Like 175 fucking feet tall. Yes, once, and I'll never watch it again because the songs got stuck in my head for like weeks.
Oh, I love those songs.
Don't even. Yeah, he's passed out now. I told you, you just got to tuck him in. He couldn't get comfortable.
He was overthinking it.
Yeah. My little boy. He's a mess.
That wee boy.
Yeah. He's cute, though.
Yeah. Well, I think we've determined that we know absolutely fucking nothing about Thanksgiving.
Nope.
We just like to eat food.
That's
it. Speaking of which.
Ooh, okay. So, what's the most slammed out? Like, what makes Thanksgiving as far as food?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese for you?
And turkey.
And the turkey.
If it's good turkey. If it's smoked, heavenly, goodness.
What about
moist?
When they put it in the fryer?
No.
Yeah, you don't like the a bunch of people are the fan of like the dunk. You don't like the dunk?
Wait, what do you mean? In oil?
Yeah, they put it in a fryer.
No,
you don't fuck with it?
No. Okay. No. You gotta bake it. Or you could put it in a... What are those things? A smoker.
I'm gonna be real with you.
You never done that?
No, I think turkey's trash.
So you just like eating, don't say ham, bro.
It's ham.
Don't fucking say ham, bro.
It's ham.
Bro, don't say ham.
It is. It's ham.
You can eat ham all the time.
Ow.
Ah. It burns.
Jaden has like cuts all over
her. I cut my hand at work at the bar. I just cut it and it was bleeding everywhere and I just...
Yeah. Ham's the one, friend. Ham is the one.
Yeah. Let's just have our feet swell and like fucking...
Listen, I can't eat a lot of it now like I used to could. You know?
Yeah, because it just tastes like salt water. It's like really wet salt water.
No.
I'm not even really a big fan of ham.
So good. Ham's so good. What do you mean?
You don't even get that freaking druggy sleep after you eat ham. You know that shit that's in turkey chemical that makes you want to sleep? You know, and like the whole house seems like drugs, like a bunch of orangutans that ate some ruined fruit at the bottom of a tree after we get done digging in that fat turkey, bruh.
No.
I'm trying to go into a coma and gain 5 pounds on the spot.
I'm going to go into some kind of coma and then I'm going to come out and I'm going to have seconds.
Of ham?
Mm-hmm. At our house, we do Tam.
Turkey is so good, though.
Sweet potato casserole is an absolute must.
Yeah, you got it.
Like, absolute. And then, generally, I will do, like, a mac and cheese of some sort, because I also fuck with that super hard.
With the baked.
Yeah, with, like, a crumble or something on top, or, like, a four cheese, or, like, you got to make a fancy mac and cheese. It can't be regular.
Yeah, we're not having no fucking Kraft
Velveeta or some shit.
I was so disappointed one year.
Somebody made you some Kraft mac and cheese?
Came to the function. Nobody made fucking macaroni. And my mom was like, I heard that there was no macaroni on the way, so I grabbed what I could. And it was like Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh my God, that's depressing.
A box. And you know what?
You ate it though.
You didn't? That's the last year I went to my family's thing. I literally haven't been back.
Bruh.
For other reasons,
the
of course.
Was hanging
but
on.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm like, cool. Now the food's ass, too. I'm never talking to you guys ever again.
You guys suck. I'm out.
I'm like, y'all, this is trash.
Damn.
This is trash. Because the food at Thanksgiving always makes it worth, like, all those weird fucking interactions that are going on.
Yeah, because at least you're like, damn, that was some good food.
Well, because things are always super weird and awkward until everyone sits down to eat. And then all of a sudden you forget. And it's like, oh, yeah, we're all, like, people and we all really like this shit.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, super cool by the end of it. And then you spend the whole next year getting really awkward again because you all say and make plans. Mm-hmm. It's like this whole ritual.
It's weird.
Everybody gets together. We haven't seen each other since the last fucking Thanksgiving. And then we come to Thanksgiving, catch up on our lives. Everything's really weird. It's like awkward hugs. Update everybody. You like, it all.
Dude, are you going to make it through the sentence? Good God.
You all low-key, like, kind of know about each other's lives because of Facebook. So you mention that stuff to each other. Then once you all sit down and eat, everything's chill. That's when you start making plans to hang out through the next year. Like, oh, we should do this more often. I don't know why we only see each other once a year. We should definitely get together. Then you leave. Then you never do any of that shit. And you start over next Thanksgiving. Bam. And that's what the that's what the Indians died for, is that shit. Trash.
Yeah, a lot of times holidays are, like, they're great, but they're also, like people dread them. I would know that. Like, dude, I would love to hear what people say to you this year. Like, the amount of, like, people that sit in my chair at the salon that are just like, ugh, like, I
how's that
drive,
inflation,
gotta,
buddy?
Yeah,
like,
I gotta
that's
go do all this,
like, conversations you have. It's just,
oh, Lord. I'm like, I'm so sorry you gotta go to six Thanksgivings because people don't care about you at all. And they're like, no, you got to drive. You got to drive to me. No, you can't just go to the in-laws Thanksgiving. You got to go to mine or you don't love me. It's like a whole thing.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
We only ever had two Thanksgivings growing up.
Ever?
One on my mom's side and one on my dad's side. I'm saying we had two.
Yeah. Yeah, but families are complicated nowadays. And really, the only excuse you have to get out of them is if you have a small child.
That was never an excuse. It was all small children in our Thanksgivings. My parents have 12 grandchildren and 6 kids.
Damn. Well.
So there were just a bunch of us, our, you know, us little fuckers running around everywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So many kids, so many freaking kids. Oh, God.
So, yeah. Have you made, like, a Thanksgiving before?
Like, me made it and hosted it at my house? Or made, like, a dish? Or just had it, like, at my house, like, with my family?
You don't have to have, like, a whole one at your house, but, like, you know.
I actually haven't done that yet, but I've always wanted to do that. Because I like it. It felt good on my toe. Now I just gotta look at this weird fucking gourd that I still haven't decided is fake or real or not. Put it in your lap. not real. I still
it's real,
it. It's
bro.
It's not.
It's real.
They literally spray painted it. You can see it.
Yeah, that's a stem.
No.
Dude, you're no crazy.
Plan. The stem was brown and they spray painted that
Listen.
Shit. You can see the original color shining through.
Look at this shit. Jaden doesn't know what a fucking gourd is.
I know what a gourd is.
You can literally hear the
that is
seeds
some
or whatever inside.
Beads in Bro. That motherfucker. If I was to crack that open right now, it would be styrofoam peanuts or some weird ass shit
you
like that.
You can literally like see the
stem.
It
stems. Had one of those
It's a
fresh
real
packets.
Stem.
That got spray paint. It's not real.
The paint is not real. The paint is black. The gourd was a different color.
Listen.
It was look. It was an orange color. You could see it right there.
That's not real.
You don't deserve a gourd. What the fuck?
It's a nice gourd.
It's real.
Nice.
Okay.
That shit is hard as fuck.
I know they dry them. There's like a method to this. This is a thing. They make birdhouses out of these fucking things. You've never seen that shit?
I have, but this is like plastic. It's plastic.
The
it's
next time, the next me. Time I see a fucking gourd birdhouse, I'm sending you that shit. I can't believe you.
Like that's the fakest stick I ever seen in my life.
That's because it's not a dick,
bro. I said that's the fakest stick. I did not. They kind of do like a uniball. It's got veins and everything.
Damn,
unisex.
It's an interesting gourd. One of them.
Listen.
Yeah, they harden up. It is kind of weird that they can get hard. I don't understand that.
Look
like,
at the...
Squashes would just disintegrate.
Like, I don't understand. If this was... supple at one point, then why is it so rock solid? It's obviously plastic.
No, I don't think so.
See this? This is a real vegetable slash fruit. Look, it's rotting. Yeah. I think I need to throw this away.
I'm not going to lie to you. It fell off the table the other day and I went to grab it and it already had a dent in it, but I thought I killed it. I was like, oh my God.
No, I bought it like that. It was a
That's
little bit
funny.
Dent. Elodie picked it out.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So you've never hosted a Thanksgiving at your house? You want to?
I do want to.
You brought dishes.
I brought a dish one time, but it kind of didn't count because my mom made it and then she gave it to me unbaked in one of those metal pans and was like, bake this at 350 in your oven and bring it.
Golly, bro. What the hell? That does not count. That does not count.
Man, I put it in the oven.
Damn, Jaden.
I put it in the oven. I brought it in. I had the joy of everybody going, oh, thanks for bringing this. And I was like, you know, oh, it's no big deal.
You should have just showed up with a couple of cans of cranberry sauce.
It's
what the
no
fuck?
No big deal. Yo, cranberry sauce is ass.
What? Which one?
All of them.
Fuck that.
I'm not going to eat cranberry sauce.
I like the jellied cranberry sauce. How the fuck are you eating turkey without some of that slathered on there? Or like some gravy or some shit. What the hell?
Watching people take that fucking can and drop out this jello molding. Yeah, of cranberry jello. I'm just... not down with that.
Nah, that shit's good. That's also a requirement. That and rolls at the house.
You gotta have rolls.
We have
everything into.
Situation of the house is small, like, but if me and Sean are gonna hibernate, like, that's what we do.
Gotta have rolls. break
the Hawaiian rolls, the Costco ones, because there's so many. So good. And you need that for leftover sandwiches.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You pack. Mm-hmm. You pop that shit open, mashed potatoes, macaroni, turkey. Arr. That's what you do.
Damn, I should make some mashed potatoes this year. That actually sounds so fucking fire.
Look, the mashed potatoes, the mac, cheese.
I got some at Costco one year.
That's what I like care about. And the rolls. Yeah. It's good for when you only got a little bit of everything left over. You pack that shit in there. But I mean, stuffing.
Nah.
We can agree on that.
Yeah. Like, yes. And it's got to be like somebody's mama that made it and they really did it good.
And if they cut the onions too big, I'm not eating that shit. If the onions really just onion you, like that you just bite.
Isn't there celery in that too? If there's like too much celery. Me and celery got like a weird relationship.
Sometimes people make it, but they don't season like the cornbread and shit. You know? Like they don't season that shit. And I'm like,
You know what I think could be...
Cornbread versus rolls. You like cornbread?
Well, I was about to throw another bread in there. I was like, you know what I think could be a Southern candidate for Thanksgiving is hush puppies.
Oh, God.
I mean, just like with the other breads. I'm just saying.
No. I can't.
I love hush puppies. Like, they have to be done right, you know? But, like, they're so good.
I've never liked them. It always made me sad that I didn't, though, because the texture is baller. Like
Not like about them?
I don't like the flavor. Whatever the flavor of hush puppy, it's very specific. The way they season it or something, I don't like that shit. It
just depends on where you get it.
And the big onions.
I like the ones with corn. You can't put onions in there. Who's doing these? They're fucking them up.
Mississippi, I don't know. We used to have them at school. No. I don't like the hush puppies at school. I'd always trade them for another chocolate milk.
The next time y'all
go. I would trade them for a chocolate milk because my mom wouldn't let me have chocolate milk. I had to drink the white milk.
Oh, my God.
So I would trade my hush puppies for a chocolate milk.
That's racist as hell.
I know. Well.
the hush puppies, shrimp basket always has good hush puppies. They're always good. They don't fuck them up.
Like Captain D's? Is that what you mean?
No. Shrimp basket.
Been there.
What the fuck, Jaden? They're everywhere. They're like in Gulf Shores. There's one in Pensacola. There's one in Panama City. They got one in Destin. I think they might even have one in like Auburn.
Mm-mm.
Or some shit.
I've never been there.
Yeah, it's good. And the hush puppies, they're plain. They got like corn on the inside with like the, you know, and they're good. What's wrong with my bird?
Why are the feet on backwards?
I don't think that. I think that they just hang.
They're not turned. They're backwards.
Oh, mine are backwards.
Yeah, so are mine, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but yours look like they just hang backwards, but they're not backwards.
No.
Wait, one's forward.
If I, like, find the seams, they're back. They're sewed on backwards.
Yes, I see.
Like, why? They're supposed to be sitting on top of my damn head.
They're weird hats and they're for fun. They don't make sense. They don't have to. I think his right leg's longer than his left.
Backwards.
Damn.
Gears are completely backwards.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, I would love to host like a Thanksgiving though.
Yeah.
I would like that. Or like a Friendsgiving. That's the thing, too. Yeah. I don't really like any of my family.
Yeah. It's a lot to try to do that. And the Friendsgiving can be kind of weird a little bit sometimes. I don't know. I don't know if I like it or not. I'm not 100% on it yet.
Well, how many people have you had at it?
Well, we're not going to talk about any of that.
Because the two people that live in your house, that doesn't count. That does not count.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think we just like to hibernate. I think we're just antisocial during that time of year, kind of, mostly. Because we've just been staying home for, like, a while. But, you know, so, okay, Sean's favorite is the ham. So I had to learn how to make a ham. And I bought the ham. Mm-hmm. I bought the ham, and I didn't think about, you know, like, cooking, the cooking part.
They sell raw ham?
You still got to heat it up for like hours.
But it's not like raw.
I don't think so. I think they're cooked, but they're like...
They're just really frozen? Why do they sell completely raw turkey, but they don't sell completely raw ham?
I don't understand any of that either. But I'm glad for it, because then if I fuck it up, it's still okay. But yeah, you gotta, like, you know, you gotta do math, like how many pounds for how many, and then minutes, and then you're, you know, usually it's somewhere around like 3 hours. You gotta like put it in there, and then you gotta pull it out, and you gotta do the, you know, coating thing. And this is why my ham's good, is like I'll like open every single slice of ham, and I'll just put the glaze on the inside. So I don't just do the outside. Glaze. It's like sugary as hell. It's so good. But like, that's why we can't eat it very often, because it's, you know, it's glazed up.
It's all right. Ham's all right, but I fucking love turkey.
Well, you can get on with that shit.
With the turkey. I fucks with the turkey.
So the first time I go to make this ham, I'm like, all right. I'm reading the directions, mm-hmm. and it talks about like having like a rack and like all this stuff. And I was like, okay, I am underprepared. This is not what I thought it was going to be. I just thought you could put it in a regular pan. I didn't know anything about cooking a ham. But I have the ham, and everything is closed. So, we're fucking making this ham.
Oh.
So, I get a casserole pan. And, you know those, like, cool-down racks that come with, like, little mini ovens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those. So, I just put the ham on it.
What, you put it in the oven?
Yeah. Cook the ham. So, we get through the cooking. Everything seems to go okay. I go to pull the ham out. The fucking casserole pan cracks.
I've done that.
Because there wasn't fucking anything in it. There was no water. There was not. It was like ham drippings that like crusted and turned to burnt. So as I'm pulling it out, it cracks. Like, I guess from the difference. Like, just right diagonally from, like, at corner to corner. And I was like, because I was like, you know, it's gonna tump right on the floor.
Hot.
And it's heavy as shit. So I, like, hurry up and pull it out and stick it on, like, the top. I'm like, at least if it breaks, it's, like, on top of the oven, you know. But it didn't break. And I didn't touch it. I didn't fuck with it for a while because I was like, I don't know if it's going to explode because it's really, like, hot. But yeah, so it made it. So it wasn't as crazy as it could have been.
You ate it?
Yeah, it was good ham.
It was good ham.
Yeah. I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, it's my first one. I'm going to fuck it up. But made it through. So, and then I bought a ham pan after that at Costco.
I didn't know there was a pan just for ham, I'm going to be honest with you, until just now.
Yeah, it's like a big tray thing, and it has like this. I think you could use it for turkey too. It's like a roaster pan.
Smoke. Turkey in the smoker is the best. Will you smoke it?
Yeah.
Oh. I gotta quit doing that. I gotta quit yawning. Yeah. But turkey in the smoker, when you put turkey in the smoker and they like smoke it all night the night before, then they pull it out like the morning of Thanksgiving. Ooh.
They gotta smoke it all night.
So yummy. It's so worth it, though. That's what I'm saying. Have you ever had, like, a real smoked turkey?
Mm-mm.
I think you would like real smoked turkey.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, I might.
It's different.
I might.
I wish I knew how to make that shit. I need to try to learn.
Yeah. Do you have a smoker?
Nope. I don't think they're that expensive, though.
Hmm.
Like, I don't think they're that bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll eat turkey. I mean, I don't, like, hate it, but I just don't really enjoy it.
Yeah, but just once a- just once a year, though. It's so good. I'm like, yes. Turkey. Another one. Deviled eggs. Gotta have the deviled eggs. Good deviled eggs, though. I'm not talking about these, like, mayonnaise-y deviled fucking eggs. I'm talking about real seasoned. Crispy, little jalapenos in there, deviled eggs with paprika on top. You never had that?
So
you never had deviled eggs like that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be super honest with you.
I'm going to make some. I'm going to make some deviled eggs. For you.
For me?
For you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so here's the thing. I've never had deviled eggs.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Like ever.
Not one?
Not one time.
Hmm. Never? You never put a deviled egg in your mouth?
Nope.
Is there a reason? Like, you've never been exposed to them in real life?
No, I've seen them. I know what they look like. Just...
But, like, in real life? In the wild?
Yeah, but I think the problem is, like, growing up, like, with, like, church and stuff like that, I just think somebody always brought those to a get-together.
You never once was like, I'll try one.
Well, it all started. So my best friend's family growing up, there was three kids, and it was like a mom and a like stepdad, I guess. And she just kind of would do whatever to like get us fed, you know, which makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But she loved to make nasty food. It was just god awful. It was the worst food. It was so terrible. So she would make us like a bowl of black beans or like pinto or what the black eyed peas. I'm like, I know the word black isn't there.
I love black eyed peas.
Plain. No seasoning, no salt.
Nothing. Salt?
Nothing. Just plain ass beans.
They need seasoning, but they do need salt.
Like, I could sit there and eat a bowl of black eyed peas now, but like, I don't even, I won't even buy those fucking beans because, like.
That's another cornbread staple
of that. I mean, it would be good with cornbread. Like, I'm with it. You know what I mean? But because of that, okay, so like one of the other things that she would make is boiled eggs.
Yeah, I love boiled eggs.
Yeah, but she didn't know how to boil them.
Oh, no. They were all deformed and stuff.
She cooked them way too long till the insides were green. Green.
Was your friend okay? Was she like starving?
No.
Oh.
She turned out. She's how she turned out. Yeah. You know? I don't know. It was just weird. Like, my family just didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we didn't eat weird stuff. Like, well, like every time we went over there, I was really just
well.
Like.
My mom always cooked really well, thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom did all right, too, because she's a stay-at-home mom. But, like,
yeah,
I don't
too.
Know. Their mom just, like, there was no attention to detail there, at least not when I was over there. Like, they always made some shit I didn't eat. So, because of that, so it was, like, I was forced to eat these boiled eggs. I was always trying to feed shit to their dog. because it was so bad, and she would make us sit there until we finished it, and then, you know, like, once again, yeah, best friend had that super weird little brother, so he would just sit at the table and be like, like, just make like these weird noises, like, while we're trying to eat, and I'm like, I'm so uncomfortable, like, I hate this food, I don't like your little brother, he's weird.
Why, like, would you go over there then?
Because she was cool and we liked hanging out. And we would just...
She could have come to your house.
Yeah, but I think her mom was like weird. So I would just go to her house. I don't know.
Oh my
God. I don't remember why. Like, I don't... There were so many kids at my house. There was four of us. So, like, I guess, you know, I don't know.
That's fun. That's
easier
hilarious.
If I just went somewhere else. Like, and she had like a big yard. We would just go outside and like fuck around with shit. And, you know, just then lock ourselves in her room, you know. But she had two brothers, and they were just, like, crazy. Yeah, and then we'd have to, eating time would come. It was the worst, you know. Looking back, I should have packed some granola bars.
For real? What the heck?
I would have survived.
Yeah.
My mom would have allowed it. It would have been okay.
Yeah. But, did you ever tell your mom that you didn't really want to eat when you went over there, though? Like, would she make food for you when you got back home or anything?
Yeah, I'm sure she did. Yeah, I don't know if I ever told her how bad it was.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're taught to be, like, super polite, you know what I mean? So I was just, like, I was just, like, choking this food down, feeding it to their dog. You know, but, yeah, so anyway, because of, like, the whole boiled egg situation, I don't think I actually ate boiled eggs until, like, after I got married.
I'm gonna make
by, like,
some
a couple
deviled
of
eggs,
years.
Like, some
but now,
ones.
I like boiled eggs. You know? And I like ramen boiled eggs. Those are delicious.
I think you would like deviled eggs.
Probably would now.
But yeah, let me make them for you right though. Because okay. there is, just like how you're talking about, there's a way that people make deviled mm-hmm. eggs. And what it is they because I don't know if you know this, but you boil the eggs.
Yeah.
You cut them in half. And then you scoop the yolk out onto a bowl, like the boiled egg yolk. Mm. And then you mix it with shit, and then you spoon it back into the whites.
Right. It's like loaded yeah. baked potatoes, but eggs.
Right.
Yeah.
So the nasty old white lady to make it, like the grandma who mm-hmm. thinks she, that loves to cook at the function, but cannot cook at all.
Yeah.
The way that they make it is literally they just put mayonnaise in, like.
Ew.
That's it. That like they gross. Just, it's really. Yeah, you heard that right.
I thought it was like, I was like, no, that sounds yeah, like Jameson.
Like a fire alarm. Sounds like a
no,
fire.
He makes that same noise.
Yeah.
Like if you leave him alone in a room.
Yeah.
And he thinks that everyone left him. That's exactly what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Anyway, next.
Yeah. So there's like a nasty way to make boiled eggs, but that's. But the good way is like.
Why do Southern people put mayonnaise in fucking everything?
You do put mayonnaise, but you just put enough mayonnaise to give it a good texture. It shouldn't taste like mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You just put a little bit of mayonnaise, you put salt, you put pepper, you put. You get the pickled jalapenos that are. Chopped,
mm-hmm.
you put a spoonful of that in there and just a teeny bit of juice.
Kind of juice.
Like of the jalapeno juice.
Oh, jalapeno, I was like lemon juice?
Just a little bit. Okay. No. Then you mix that up, you whip it up really good, you spoon it back in, and then you take smoked paprika and you like put a thick layer of that right on top.
Smoked paprika is so good.
It's really yummy.
Put that
it's
shit
the
on
best
so
boiled
much.
Eggs.
Oh my God.
Oh. And like that's not bad for you either. You can eat mm-hmm. as many of those as you want, you know?
That's true.
So
I'll try them.
I'll have to make some.
Yeah. I just haven't been in a place. I don't know. It's like weird because then, you know, like you ever like stay away from like some stuff as a kid and then you just.
You have a complex.
Like by habit, you just stay
you
away a, from
you
it.
You have a deviled egg complex.
There's some things that you just stay that's away hilarious. From at the get together, you know?
I think mine is. Mine, you know, there's
like not... coleslaw is one of those too for me.
Once again, people,
like people
make
bring
it right.
coleslaw.
They
yeah,
make it right.
I'm like, I don't want that.
You know, yeah. I love cornbread though.
Oh my God, I love cornbread.
I love cornbread and milk. You ever had that?
What do you like? Will you dip it in milk?
What do you, no, you get understand. A bowl of milk uh-huh. and you just put a fat piece of cornbread in it.
Cold or hot?
Cold. Well, no, the cornbread's hot, but the milk is cold.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
And then you just eat it?
Yeah. Oh, that's broke people dessert.
I was like, that's some Mississippi
really
shit
good.
Right there.
Really
I've never heard of that
good.
One.
Me and my mom used to get it late at night and be like, late. And I'd be like, what are you doing? And she's like, cornbread and milk. I'm like, can I have some? She's like, yeah. Oh we God. Eat cornbread milk. It was so good. And then cornbread and black-eyed peas. Put that thick black-eyed peas juice all over the cornbread and eat it. Or pinto beans. I could eat just a bowl of pinto beans with cornbread. And that is like a treat.
Yeah.
That is a treat.
No. No.
It is.
Bro, I would have been so happy had that woman given me a fucking piece of cornbread. Like, what the fuck? Bowl of peas?
Green
I'm just a kid,
ham.
Bro.
You legit were eating
I'm just
green
a kid. I would have given a pinky for a piece of ham. What the fuck? Struggling, bro. That was a struggle. They didn't have a big enough dog for all that shit. Little Cocker Spaniel
dog,
couldn't
they're
keep
like,
up,
every
dude.
Time comes over. The Spaniel's got the shits. So I don't know what's going on.
God.
Don't know what's happening.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is like interesting now that I think about it. Like as an like, especially since we haven't really had like a full Thanksgiving in like a while. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, well, we did it. at Ryan's house at Thanksgiving was really good.
Yeah, that sounded like that it was good. Great. Oh my goodness gracious, here he goes again.
You do not need that Jameson. Water.
God,
he's hot.
Dude, he's so high. He's too high. I think I should have gave him a half dose.
Oh my God.
Did you fart on her, Shug? Look, lay down. Lay down on this pumpkin. Just snug he's in, please. Struggling. You are so fucked up, man. He's got like one dribble of snot coming out of his nose. Lay down.
He's like, you did this to me. He fell asleep over there for just a second, I'm pretty sure.
It just needs to be tucked. Lay down. He's up.
God.
My Lord.
No way. He's like, he almost falls off the fucking couch, like trying to get to that
cup. He's wild as hell. Oh, Lord. Weirdest dishes people might bring to Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Those are two topics.
Oh, God, Black Friday. I've never been to Black Friday, but I have heard stories.
Thought we were gonna have like a symphony.
I know. I thought I was gonna keep going, honestly. I couldn't tell. But it was just bubbling. It was just bubbling. It wasn't really like
Chinese food.
Oh yeah, we ate that, huh?
We did do that. I felt that earlier.
It's good though.
It was good. You've never done Black Friday before?
Nope.
Ever?
Nope.
Why?
Well, it's fake now. It's not even real.
I know. That is true. Now it's just like a scam. Everybody jacks their prices up right before and then like they're like, oh, look, it's 50%
Prime
off.
Prime Day is the new Black Friday.
That's true. Prime Day is dope. Yeah.
I know because I watch shit to see if it's actually going to drop like months before.
Yeah.
And it do drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's good. I only ever did Black Friday like one time. Because you can just buy stuff, you know, on Cyber Monday or whatever. Yeah. So, whatever.
Well, whatever's left.
But,
I just think Black Friday, the whole idea of Black Friday is, like, kind of fucking trash. Because, like, it makes me sick how much we Americans, like, or not me, but, like, just Americans, they just consume.
Oh, yeah, the
like,
consumerism.
They just want things.
I mean, that's pretty much like that's pretty much like every holiday though. I mean, it's all like commercialized and
I know, but there are people who just go ham. Like they just have so much stuff.
Yeah. Thanksgiving gets crazy. I like the it seems like there's always a story of somebody getting trampled and I'm like, yo. Like, was that TV worth it?
Or somebody, like, or, like, people, like, fist fighting over, like, some the last
that
something.
That is crazy to me.
Well, yeah. Because one, you're also, both of you are going to jail because fist fighting is, like, illegal.
Is it?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, you get in trouble for fighting people, like, in public, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
You're not.
It would make some things easier.
If you're defending yourself, that's different. But I'm saying if, like, you and this person are just beefing.
Throwing hands.
Yeah, if y'all are just beefing and no one's in danger and then you both fight, like, you're both in trouble, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
If there's, like, one aggressor and you're like, back up, back up, back up, cool, now I gotta fight you, that's different, you know?
Yeah. Self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. I went one time and it was like, honestly, it was super low key because we kind of got there late, I guess. So we're just kind of like, all right.
Like imagine like punching somebody in the mouth over a, like a toaster oven.
Yeah.
That's only like $30, $40 cheaper than it usually is.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. It's wild.
Like, imagine feeling your knuckles crunch on somebody's jaw while you're grabbing a toaster oven off the shelf at Walmart.
At the same time.
And did you sit in the shower that night and think about how proud of yourself you were?
Probably.
You know? you should probably get help.
Yeah, that shit's wild.
Like, that's what they do in the wild when they're starving to death for food, like, over food.
Just from, like, do
that's
people,
a toaster oven,
like,
bruh.
Do people even do Black Friday? Like, do they go so. Out? Do they do that? Is that real?
I don't think so. People used to wait in line for hours.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, the stores would be open, like, all night. Yeah, I went just the one year. I barely got a parking spot. I had to park between, like, this semi-truck and, like, this other vehicle. And I, like, crawled out of my car. Like, I think we just parked where we could get out on one side. Like, where, like, one door would open just enough that we could, like, go. But Mellow Mushroom did have everything for, like, super cheap. So we went and, like, ate there first. And that, honestly, that was the best part. Because they had, like, I don't know, like, $2, like, little pizzas or something. And I was like, that's crazy.
That's pretty
they
good.
They never do that shit. Yeah. And so we met up, like, with some friends at the mall. But you know, we didn't, like, really do anything. And we weren't there to get anything. So it didn't really matter. Okay, so with that, we have been here recording. It's, like, 2 a.m. Just to give you guys an idea, we normally record at 2 p.m.
Yep.
But that's just the way life is moving right now. We've been busy, so we're about to get out of here.
That's right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you have really good interactions with your friends and your family. Have you eaten some of your protein of choice, whether it be turkey or ham? Even though ham's trash.
All right, and just a little tip, all right? don't take leftovers, okay, unless, like, you know, like they're offered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit's awkward. Don't show up to somebody else's Thanksgiving and
with Tupperware.
With Tupperware, bro. Shit's rude, okay? I read a lot of stories on the internet before this podcast about people doing that shit. Not cool, man. They don't know you like that.
Mm-mm.
You better chill. You better make your own stuff at the house. That's all I'm saying.
Some people also act weird about you taking your food back home with you, though. Like, the people that host. It's a really weird. I don't ever know whether to leave the food or to
nah. You, just you bring it in a casserole pan that's got the lid. You can get them at Costco. Okay.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Yep. And then you just put the lid on that sucker and you fucking leave.
See, I'm trying to throw shit away and not have to wash dishes when I get home, though, with my Thanksgiving.
Well, then you got to get somebody
so
to take it.
I think the balance is, like, you bring a whole dish in your metal thing with the metal lid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody eats, like, most of it, right? And then you can, like, leave a big portion there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take a little bit of everything and you fill your pan back up, like, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, depending on whose house you're at.
Yeah.
If you're at your
mama's
house.
If I'm going to my mama's house, I'm taking most of the food.
Then that works.
Sorry, I know I'm the favorite kid. I'm going to take all that shit home with me. Sit. What a good boy.
Oh, yeah. Jameson's ready to go night-night. Mm-hmm. He's drunk as hell off his little CBD chew. Goodness gracious. All right. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. That's a chicken bacon wrap.
Oh, that's a dog in a wrap. In a blanket wrap. Too honest, Tory Rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy thing and Joe slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.